Vatican City. Cardinals from across the globe began arriving at the Vatican's secured accommodations on Tuesday, May 6, as the Roman Catholic Church prepares for one of its most sacred and secretive ceremonies, the conclave to elect a new pope. The event follows Pope Francis's passing last month, opening the path for a new leader of the 1.3 billion member church. The cardinals, all under the age of 80 as per church law, will reside in two Vatican hotels, completely cut off from the outside world during the voting process. The conclave will officially commence on the afternoon of Wednesday, May 7, within the hallowed confines of the Sistine Chapel, under the famous Michelangelo frescoes. Tradition, secrecy, and spiritual weight. The conclave, a process deeply rooted in centuries of Catholic tradition, will be carried out under a strict veil of secrecy. Cardinal electors are sworn to complete confidentiality and total seclusion to preserve the sanctity and independence of the election. No phones, internet, or external communication is allowed until a new pope is chosen. Cardinal Robert McElroy, Archbishop of Washington, D.C., offered a glimpse into the atmosphere surrounding the election while speaking at a parish in Rome on Monday, May 5. "The conclave process is profound and mysterious," he said. "I can give you no insights into who is ahead. Cardinals are expected to cast several ballots over multiple days. A successful candidate must receive a two-thirds majority vote. After each vote, ballots are burned, with chemicals added to produce black smoke if no pope is elected or white smoke if one is. What happens once a pope is elected? According to church historian Bry Jensen, once a cardinal receives the necessary votes, he is asked two solemn questions. Do you accept your election as Supreme Pontiff? And, what name do you choose? Upon acceptance, the new pope is escorted into the Room of Tears, a chamber next to the chapel, where he is dressed in papal garments. Following a short prayer, the announcement is made to the world. The senior cardinal deacon will appear on the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica to declare, Habemus Papam, we have a pope. Moments later, the new pope emerges to offer his first public blessing, Urbi et Orbi, to the city and the world.